A WCNO corporate underwriter has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danvos, Lucchese boots, along with Minnetonka, moccasins, and Stetson hats. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 646 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway. West of Old England.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Are you getting this? I said, we're not living by the material stuff. We're not living by the money that comes into our hand. We're living by the Word of God. If you live by the Word of God, money will come to you. Why? Because God is our provision. God is our source. He's our Jehovah Jireh. He's our strong tower. He's our way maker. He's our mind regulator. He's our heart fixer. He's everything to us. It'll come to you if you let the Word prevail in your life. This is what he wanted to teach you in your wilderness. I wonder how many got it. You know, when I was growing up, I didn't have to get whooped about something but once. Once I got a good whooping on it, you know, that's history now. He ain't never got to worry about me going that way no more. I'm over that. Has he humbled you? Are you liberal in your giving? Or do you get and then start to look down your nose at other people? Like, I got mine. How come you ain't got yours? Listen, the poor you will have with you always. Amen. Now, that doesn't mean that any particular person's going to be poor, but you'll always have people that have need. Amen. And believe me, Pastor and I know, God will test you. Amen. God will test you with giving. Amen. When you got your eyes set on doing something, God says, no. Oh, Lord, please. I'll never forget somebody really, I won't say the name or anything, but somebody came up on this side of the pulpit one day after service and said, I want to bless you, Apostle. And they put something in my hand. I felt it. It was like, whoa. I looked down at it. It was a roll. It was a lot of money. It was a lot of money. Somebody say, a lot of money. When I say it was a lot of money, it was a lot of money. I just put it in my pocket like, whoa, I felt good. You know, you get to thinking, oh, what am I going to do next? I get the tithe off of this. And Lord Jesus. Then somebody came up on this side of the pulpit, and they started talking. Lord, give him that money. I said, I thought about the devil is alive. You get my blessing. The Lord said, no, that's for him. And man, I slipped. It was hard getting it out the pocket. My hand, you know, like I couldn't move my hand. I got it out of there. I didn't even get a chance to count it. But see, the liberal soul, if God can get it through you. Amen. See, that's the problem. So now I'm trying to prep you for when money start flowing to you, when things really start flowing. I'm talking about millions. There's going to be millions of dollars. And that ain't going to be no big deal with people. It's going to be millions, but it's got to be able to flow through you. If you're a penny pincher now, if you're stingy now, with your manna, what are you going to be like when you get over in the promised land? Can't we fully represent him? Can we be extravagant like him? Can we be liberal givers? Can we look for needs? I've always asked God, Lord, I want to be in a position to be able to change people's lives. In Africa, listen, here too, in Africa, we're going to change the lives of whole villages. We're going to change. I prophesy that to you. I decree that to you. Not in one place, but in many places. Change their whole quality of life. God going to raise us up to do that. But will you be a liberal giver? Has God humbled you to where it's no longer about you? Because you'll get the residual. It'll come to you. That's not an issue. Set your sight on helping others. On being a light to others. On dispersing to others. Be that conduit God can get through. If he can get through you, he can get anything to you. No, you know, a swamp is a body of water that has no outlet. It's just there. All kind of stuff grows up in it. I dare you to drink it. It'll make you sick. Frogs, tadpoles, snakes, mosquitoes, everything breeds in it. Old sneakers, old tires, garbage, because there's no outlet. But a river is always clean because it's moving. He that believes on me, out of his belly shall flow rivers. All right, have we got it about the manna? The mercy of God, angel's food. But now, in your next chapter, God's going to do some things that are going to change your life some overnight. God's going to take you. Now, I'm prophesying to you. I'm releasing this to you now. It's going to get real intense in the 3 days ablaze. But God's going to take you from the miracles of provision to the miracles of conquest. Amen. Papa Jonathan spoke to me on my way coming back from Malaysia. The last I had a chance to speak to him, I was standing with him, and he took me by my arm. We had holding each other's arm, and he looked me right in the eye and said, I see. And he calls me Pastor Trevor. I see, Pastor Trevor, I see miracles after miracles after miracles breaking out in Resurrection Life. Now, you can take that to the bank. When he says it, take it to the bank. I see miracle after, and he said miracles. After miracles. After miracles. Breaking out in Resurrection Life. Amen? So we're going from the miracle of provision. See, how many would attest that God has provided for you miraculously? It may not be altogether what you want, but nonetheless, God has provided. How about that person that brought them groceries when the cupboard got bare? And just before you went without a meal, somebody knocking on the door with a bag of groceries. Or somebody that caught you coming, amen, from giving an offering and put something in your hand. They didn't know you needed gas, but they gave you gas money. Huh? What about that letter that came in the mail you didn't expect? And it had a check in it. Some kind of refund check. You didn't know about that. Amen. That's God providing for you. That's manna in the wilderness. Tell somebody, God can't fail me. God won't fail me. He's never failed me. Even in our ignorance, God has had mercy. Even in your rebellions, God has been long-suffering. Even in your waywardness, God waited on you like a heavenly father. Like a prodigal out there, God waited for you. Didn't let the devil take you out. Amen. Didn't let sickness destroy you. Didn't let the enemy devour you. Waited for you to come back. Had the robe waiting for you. Had the ring to put on your hand. Had a party and a celebration waiting on you. That's the God that we serve. Amen. He's more willing for you to not just survive, but to thrive and conquer a lot of times than you are. Some things he's done for us for his name's sake. I know you got a bad attitude. I know folk done got to you. I know you're ready to hit somebody upside the head. I know you're down and out. I know you're a little depressed, but you know what? For my name's sake. For my name's sake, I'm not gonna let you go out like that. For my name's sake, I'm gonna give you some favor down the way. For my name's sake, I'm gonna cause the pressure to get up off of you. For my name's sake, I'm gonna have you to tread on the enemy. For my name's sake. Come on, somebody say, for his name's sake. God was gonna take all the Israelites out. I think he's going to do a drive-by. He said, Moses, I'm going to kill all of them. Moses said, wait a minute, Lord. He said, you kill all these rebels. What the nation's going to say? They're going to say you wasn't able to bring them out. The Lord said, all right, Mo, we cool. I'm going to spare them for my name's sake. Come on, somebody say, I'm here for his name's sake. I ain't done everything right. I'm not perfect. I make mistakes, but for his name's sake. See, God got you for his name's sake. And tell somebody, he ain't mad at you. Come on, I said, he ain't mad at you. He knows that you ain't nothing but breath and breeches. He knows the frailty of man. What is man that God is mindful of us in the first place? He knows your weakness. He made you. He knows your frame. He knows your habits. He knows where you fall. He knew where you would fall before you fail. That's why he's already made provision for you. Oh, I hear deliverance in the house. I hear deliverance in the house. Somebody's going to be rescued because you're coming out. There's another chapter. There's a new song. There's another cadence. There's another rhythm. There's another opening. There's another door gonna open. There's another way gonna be made. There's gonna be some good news that comes. Somebody say good news. Come on, somebody say good news. Not bad news, good news. Good news is coming. I say good news is coming. I said, good news is coming. I said, good news. Not bad news. Good news. Say this with me. I'm going from just enough to more than enough. From family to nation. From wilderness to Canaan, from childhood to maturity, from provision to conquest. This is your next chapter. Come on, from provision to conquest, from leasing and renting to owning. Hey, somebody need to get excited. You're going to have your own. Not squatters, not leasers, not renters, but owners. Houses you didn't build. Vineyards you didn't plant. God going to bring it to you. Hallelujah. Listen. Stop nickel and diming God. I said stop. When I say stop nickeling and diming God, expand your vision. Allow your desire to be enlarged. Hear me. Give God something really to work with. See, what God works with has to be larger than you. Has to be bigger than your raise on your job.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.